This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. In the latest round of the ongoing fight about food stamps, a lawsuit filed Wednesday aims to halt new work requirements. New Mexico has the highest unemployment rate in the country and isn't required under federal rules to hurry people off food assistance, but the state imposed a 3-month time limit anyway for some adults who work less than half-time. That's according to Sovereign Hager, a lawyer with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. The center asked the court to quickly pause the restrictions that went into effect on January 1st and filed a lawsuit on the grounds that food stamp recipients weren't notified properly, program workers weren't trained well, and the rules violate federal law.
It's really just a mess in terms of implementing these new requirements, and we think that the Human Services Department shouldn't take any action to limit food assistance in this really tough environment.
The department disagrees with the allegations in the lawsuit. Spokesperson Kyler Narrison says the new rules help people develop job skills and become self-sufficient. He adds that the department will help people continue to find work and job training. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.